Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Would you intervene if you saw a parent slapping their child in public or even shouting at their own child? You know, it's a topic that actually came up on the night show last night when Jeremy Dixon was in. It got a huge reaction, and so we wanted to put it out there to you today. You know, it's been against the law essentially for a number of years now to actually, you know, use physical force against your child. But, you know, is a tap on the wrist, is a tap on the hand really such a bad thing? And if you saw somebody doing it in public, would you intervene and tell them to stop? 087-188-0008 is the WhatsApp number to get in touch with the programme, and we want to hear from you on this next topic. It was an interesting conversation that emerged last night during the night show here on Ireland's Classic Hits. Jeremy Dixon was filling in for Niall last night and was speaking to listeners about piercing toddlers' ears. The conversation moved on though when a caller called Siobhan, and I'll be speaking to Siobhan herself now in a moment, spoke about how disgusting she thought it was to put a child through the pain of getting their ears pierced. But then she confessed to Jeremy how she'd intervened when she saw a woman smacking their child on the hand. As I said, Siobhan's on the line, going to be speaking to us now in a minute. She'll tell the story and you can hear it from her own mouth. But it got us, you know, talking. There was a huge response to it last night. We were discussing the item again this morning in the office here. You know, and would you intervene? It's a very dodgy ground. It's a very, you know, sort of difficult situation to find yourself in. Smacking children was banned here in Ireland when the then Health Minister, James Riley, signed a commencement order removing the defence of reasonable chastisement in cases where a person uses corporal punishment against a child. But there are still very many parents who will give their kids a little smack, believing it should be their right to discipline their child as they see fit. So we want to talk about parents smacking children. Do you still do it yourself? Do you think it's a perfectly acceptable form of discipline? Do you think it's rightly banned and people shouldn't be physically hurting children at all, even if it is just a little smack across the bum for misbehaving? We want to get your thoughts on this today. I want to know what you think. Would you intervene like Siobhan did if you saw someone smacking their child? Would you report them? Maybe you've done it yourself. So we'd love to hear from you today. 087-188-0008. But Siobhan joins me now. Siobhan, thanks for coming back to talk to us again today.
You might just
Phil, any of us who didn't hear the conversation you had with Jeremy last night, it started off talking about a piercing of children's ears, but then you said that you'd seen somebody smacking their child and intervened.
I did, yeah. So, it must be 10 or more years ago now. I have three children of my own, and I remember one of my own children was a similar age to the toddler at the time. So I was just standing in a shop in a shopping centre. It was actually Charlestown Shopping Centre in Finglas, if I can say that. And there was a woman with a toddler in a buggy, and she was just about to head down the escalator. And I seen her slap the child's hand, the baby's hand. He's a baby. He was maybe two and a half, four times, like one, two, three, four, you know. And you could hear them. You could hear the slap.
So they were forceful.
You could hear them. So, I mean, she wasn't too far away from me either. So I just walked over to her and I said, you know, don't do that. And, you know, she told me to go away in a not very nice way. Mm-hmm. And I just said it to her again, you know, just don't do that. That's a baby. He can't understand. All he understands is that his mammy is slapping him, kind of thing. She didn't really continue the conversation with me, you know. She started heading down the escalator there. But I was absolutely stunned, and I got really upset about that because I just thought about my own children. Now, I've never smacked my children. I never smacked them. And I could totally understand that she may have been frustrated that day, because my own children, there's only 10 months between my first two. And when the second one was born, it was 15 months old, sorry, I had my third child. So I completely understand what it is to be absolutely stressed out with small children and everything that comes with them. But I've never slapped them. Never, ever, ever.
And was that a conscious decision that you took as a parent? Was it based on your own experience as a child?
I think a bit of both. So I definitely would have been slapped as a child. But it wasn't just a slap. You know, we had the hide-ins, you know. The slap with every syllable is what we would have got. And I just remember, you know, when I think back to those times, I just remember my parents looking so angry when they were, you know, smacking us. I'm one of five, and we all would have got a slap. Now, my father is dead, but my mother is still alive, and she's a very nice lady. They were very nice parents, and as an adult, we've spoken about them smacking us, mm-hmm. you know, when we were smaller. And my mum has actually said, you know, maybe, you know, they didn't realise how devastating it would be to us,
It was commonly done. I even recall in school, and I mean, I'm not even 50, and I recall in school being smacked by the teacher with a ruler.
Oh, I mean, that is disgusting. That's absolutely disgusting, isn't it?
So parents did it. Parents did it. Yeah, but I mean, you know, that was essentially nothing back in that day, and anyone older than me, you know, they had leather belts used on them in school. Aww. And also it was commonly done in homes. It was a form of discipline, and it was a very commonly used one.
Well, it's abuse. It's not discipline. It's abuse. It's just fear, isn't it? If you don't do as what I tell you to do or whatever, I'm going to slap you. It's a threat, isn't it? It's a threat. And I don't understand why anybody would raise their hand to their own child. To anybody, but to their own child, to their little kid. God, they must feel awful after they've done it.
But a little tap on the hand, mm. because the child is going to do something that's potentially going to hurt them or damage them.
Oh, I don't know. No.
And
I don't think so.
Did you have any hesitancy in intervening? Did you just think, I have to do, that looks wrong to me, and so I have to say it? Were you not concerned about your own safety? Because, you know.
No.
There's a fine line between intervening in something and then finding yourself on the receiving end of some form of abuse yourself for doing so.
No, if it was a grown man hitting a woman, I've been in this situation before, I intervened there as well. You see something wrong, you see somebody vulnerable, you can't fight back for themselves, you do something, you don't stand around. She has no right, she probably thought she had a right, you know, because she was his mother. But you have no right to raise your hand to anybody. It doesn't matter what the relationship is between you and them. You have no right to strike another person, to slap another person. It's wrong. But for your own child, to do it to your own child, no. And if I seen it, every day of the week, I'd step in. I'd have no problem. People can call me a big mouth, sticking my nose in. They can call me what they like. I can live with that. I hope she went home that day and thought about what she had done.
I wonder. Hazel, thanks for getting in touch with the programme. Are you with Siobhan? Do you think that irrespective of what you see, that you should intervene?
Well, personally, I wouldn't, unless the child was getting battered or slapped around the face or that. But if someone's just given a tap to a child on the hand, but now that doesn't sound right about your woman whacking the hand off the baby.
Well, four times, Siobhan said, and she said she heard it.
Yeah. But in that case, to be quite honest, I don't know what I'd do. I think I'd be just sick, and then I'd probably come home fuming and maybe not say anything. But like that, it does depend. You never really see anybody hitting their kids anymore.
Thankfully, certainly, you know, I think it's probably something that it is one of those behaviours that, you know, years ago in my brother's generation and my parents' generation, as I said, in school and at home, you got a wooden spoon or you got, you know, it was punishment. It was abuse.
It was abuse
in many cases. Like, it absolutely was. But, you know, a tap on that. Now, I mean, look, the way Siobhan described that, four firm slaps, rhythmic slaps, clearly telling
awful.
The child off for doing something, whatever it was. But
and it
as Siobhan
like
said,
it was a very young child.
Yeah, a toddler,
a child
baby.
Was sitting in the pram, you know. But I don't agree with it. I don't know. Maybe that woman was just having a really bad day. And maybe she had a few kids and they were all really getting under her skin.
Any of us who are parents, I think, can have an understanding of that of sorts. But I mean, Siobhan said she hopes that woman, although she didn't react at the time and essentially told her to mind her own business, she hopes that woman went home and thought about what she did.
Yeah, well, the woman probably did. Like, nobody knows what that woman was going through at that particular time. And she probably did sit down and cry her eyes out and hug and squeeze that baby, I'm sorry. And You know, and it's especially difficult if you have a few kids with you and you're in a shopping centre. It's especially hard because you want them beside you. I don't know whether she had smaller kids or young kids, whether or whatever. But it is especially hard because you only have to blink and one of them is after wandering into another shop or something and you think someone's after taking them. You know, it's...
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, many of us have been that soldier. But I mean, you know, intervening in somebody else's role as a parent, do we have any right to do that?
I think if we see something dreadful, something really dreadful. But it has to be something really dreadful. Like if you see somebody, you know, grabbing their young child and smacking the face off them and tearing them by the hair, you know, I think, yeah. You know?
And would, I mean, a lot of people, I think, would be hesitant to intervene, especially if they saw something severe. Because
that's the way society is gone, you know?
Yeah.
But I think, you know,
people are more inclined to take out their smartphone.
People are seeing someone getting mugged and they're afraid to intervene. But I think when it comes to a child, I think there's a difference. You know, if you see a child being battered, I think the majority of people would intervene, to be quite honest.
What about your own personal safety, though? You know, we
see that's why people
many
don't
of us have seen
when
things,
see
yeah,
around. And but I think when it comes to a child, you know, you will try and intervene, and if they turn on you or whatever, then you have to run. But you have to ring the guards. You know,
I think the guards are overstretched. You know, the guards are overstretched. They're not likely to respond.
Scream for maybe neighbours to come out or whatever. Do you know what I mean? And support you. But it's just a difficult, and it is so hard raising kids. Now, when I was a child, it was so much. I don't remember ever being slapped once. And I knew people that got the wooden spoon and all. I never got the wooden spoon. I don't even think my mum possessed a wooden spoon, to be honest.
There weren't any in our house either, Hazel, I have to say. And certainly it wasn't a feature in my home life, thank God. It was for many, though, for very many. You know, and I mean, should parents still have, you know, be permitted to give a little tap or a smack to their child? How would you feel if you had seen what Siobhan had seen, a toddler, 4 rhythmic slaps on the hand? She felt she needed to intervene. Would you? Tara Duggan in for Niall again today on the Niall Boylan Show, 0871880008. A little bit later in the programme, we're going to be talking about some facts and figures that were released yesterday in relation to a webinar on drugs. The figures were stark. Look, we all hear statistics, you know, 10%, 15%, 80%, 60%. I was genuinely shocked yesterday when I saw the statistics and figures. 225% increase in the number of deaths from drugs over the last 25 years and a 10,000% increase in the incidence of cocaine use here in Ireland. We're going to be talking about it a little bit after 1 o'clock, and we want to hear from you. If you have experience of living with drugs yourself, living with somebody in your life who is involved with drugs, do you think that our approach to prosecuting drug users, banning illegal substances, Class A, Class B, Class C, whatever way you want to term them, that it's wrong, that it's not working, that these figures show that even though they're banned, they're illegal, you shouldn't have access to them, law enforcement spends tens of millions per year on investigations to prevent their importation into the country and their sale, we still have spiralling death rates and insane increases in the use of drugs. So is the approach to the war against drugs wrong? We want to hear from you a little bit later in the programme on that. Now, just getting back to the issue of, you know, parents giving their kids a smack on the hand, you know, and shouting maybe at their children in public. Siobhan was on last night and again today telling us she saw an incidence of it. She thought it was disgraceful and she intervened. James, where do you think that parents should have the, you know, ability to, if they decide that their child's or toddler's behaviour needs and warrants a slap on the hand or a slap on the behind, that they should be allowed to do so without someone challenging them?
I do, Tara. I do indeed. Of course, I came up in a different generation. I was only actually saying to Ruth earlier on, I was reading in the Star yesterday, and she knew about us. You may have known about yourself. There's some couple running a coffee shop in Dublin, and it's a very busy coffee shop, but they're closing it down. You might wonder, why are they closing down a busy coffee shop? Young husband and wife, they cannot tolerate any longer the abuse they're getting from young blackguards coming into their shop, abusing his wife, throwing scalded coffee at him, abusing his staff, and he's had enough. He's just had enough, and he's not tolerated any longer. And he said the only way is to either close it down and move away to somewhere else, try and relocate.
So you think we have a problem with child discipline, do you?
Oh, yes, big time. You look what happened in the cases there in the Dart station in Dublin. I looked at the video there. I was horrified.
Just be careful, James. James, I have to stop you there. That case is before the courts.
I know what you mean.
We're very limited in how we can discuss it.
I've seen similar things in Cork. I have a neighbour who's a member of the Garda Síochána and a young man. And I often ask him, how do you get on when you're getting on? Jeez, you wouldn't believe the abuse we get, James, from young fellas. What we have to put up with. 10-year-olds, I think in my day, imagine a 10-year-old abusing, verbally abusing a guard, telling me to go and F dot dot myself if I try to reprimand them, you know. I've had 14-year-olds telling me that once they get a hold of my wife, what they will do to her sexually, you know.
And so do you think that, are you correlating that then with the reduced incidence of parents being firmer disciplinarians, if I put it like that?
Oh, yes. No question about it. Very question. No question about it, Tara. Also, teachers are afraid to speak out. The amount of verbal abuse teachers get these days, people don't understand it. They don't realise how much verbal abuse they get in school from young blackguards. So we have gone too... No, I don't... agree that in the old days when we had it, some people were a bit too heavy-handed, like some teachers were seriously too heavy-handed.
Oh, many, James, many, but I got plenty of it in school.
It didn't do me any harm, Sarah, it didn't do me any harm.
James, it did an awful lot of people huge harm.
Excess, yes. You've always got people who will go too far in anything, and yes, that is not on. But I'm talking now, we've gone too much the other way, Tara. We are now, children are indulged to the nth degree, you know? And that is the result when a child is spoiled and they're given everything and they're not disciplined anyway, then it's not the child's fault that there turns out to be a blackguard. It's because we have gone too soft. There's no deterrent. There's nowhere to do anything with these young fellas that abuse the coffee people in the coffee shop. Just what can the guardie do? Nothing. Where can they be put? Nowhere. But the problem is antisocial behaviour. Here in Cork is very bad. In the north side where I live, we have ravaging young fellas going around neighbourhoods, terrorising neighbourhoods. They're allowed to do that, 12 and 13 years old, regarding old people, terrorising old people in their homes, knocking at their doors.
But do you think, James, in all honesty, that if they'd been given, you know, the wooden spoon, that they wouldn't be behaving like that now?
Did I behave like that when I was young? Were any of the kids in the north side behaving like that when I was young? No, it was a dream. If my father heard that I was going around blackguarding an old person, I wouldn't sit down for a month, Tara. I wouldn't be allowed to, I wouldn't, my backside, I wouldn't be able to sit down for a month. Mm. But today, if you went to the houses of some of these young fellas, you'd get abused by the parents. It's, oh, my little Tommy would never do that. Oh, no, 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 no. So we have gone too much the other way. We've gone too soft on antisocial behaviour. We've gone too soft on blackguarding. And that's the end result. You reap what you sow, Tara. So, but as I said, no, I wouldn't intervene if I saw someone, their child, that's the way they want to rear them, that's the way they want to rear them. I do know, actually, and I'm not going to mention any nationality, but there are nationalities in this country now who rear their children in a bit of an old-fashioned way. I know that, Tara. There are certain nationalities, and they will be...
Different cultures obviously have different approaches to parenting.
Yes, they have different cultures, countries.
Tell me this now, if you had seen, I mean, you know, Siobhan was saying that she felt the four strong taps on the hand for the toddler. That's a baby. I mean, that's a little baby. Do you not think there's anything wrong in that?
Well, if it wasn't a sticker or it wasn't heavy-handed, no, I that's that person's child. I'm not going to be a busybody and tell another person how to raise their child. No, Tara. No, I'm afraid I look around now and it depresses me. Actually, I must say I was very depressed when I read that yesterday about that coffee shop in Dublin. That wouldn't have happened in my day. No coffee shop had to close because there were such blackguards coming into them that he feared for his wife's safety. Wouldn't happen in my day. No way would that happen. No way would the Gardaí allow it, for a start. Now also, of course, as you know, the Gardaí's hands are tied. Mm. The Gardaí now, if come along, they couldn't even raise their voice now to a young fella, or he'd be complaining to G-Sock. The Gardaí said that to me. Of course, my day, a guy, if you said anything to a Gardaí, like, or back-chatted him, you got a clip around the ear.
Yeah, not just a guard, a teacher, any adult at all, I suppose. What was the children were put in their place and should be seen and not heard. I don't know, you know, I think there's a happy medium there. It's obviously not wide-scale corporal punishment like we might have had back in the day. But, you know, James is a point. We seem to have a slightly more lawless society than we would have had years ago.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.